This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the next great musical that's coming up at the Croswell Opera House, and it's Bonnie and Clyde, and I'm happy to have to talk a little bit more about that. Jerry Ryder, who is the artistic director at the Croswell Opera House. Jerry, so good to have you back on the show again.
Thank you, Dale. It's so wonderful to be here.
We also have the director of marketing and community outreach, Jen McPherson, and Jen, it's good to have you with us as well.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
This is the next big musical for the Croswell, isn't it, Jerry?
It is. It sure is.
Yeah. So before we go into the talking about the show itself, Jen, tell us when the production is going to be.
Okay. So we open Bonnie and Clyde on Friday, October 17th, and it runs until Sunday, October 26th. So the first weekend, we have a Friday performance in the evening. We have a matinee on Saturday and an evening performance on Saturday and a matinee on Sunday. And then the following week, we'll have an evening performance on Thursday, Friday as well. Matinee and evening on Saturday, and then closing on the 26th with a matinee on Sunday.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know, I think we all know the story about Bonnie and Clyde, but I have never really realized that this was a musical as well, Jerry.
Yeah, it is an interesting story to put to a musical, that's for sure. But it really, it's hard to say this in some ways, but it's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, these were two real people who just were in love with the idea of celebrity. And instead of taking that down a path of, you know, we would think of now like stardom and becoming famous and, you know, that time the radio or even film or early days of television, they chose to take celebrity to a different place and really obviously go down a really negative, difficult path. So in many ways, their story is a bit of a cautionary tale that idolizing, the need for idol worship, for people to worship you and look up to you, can really take you down a really difficult path. So that's kind of what we're doing. We're just putting it out to the world.
Yeah, yeah. Has this musical been out for a while then?
Well, not so long. I think it opened on Broadway in 2010 or 11.
Okay.
It didn't last very long on Broadway, but interestingly enough, when it opened, the scenic design and costume design was by Adrian's own Tobin Ost.
Oh, yes.
So that's very fun.
Yeah.
And Tobin worked with Jeff Calhoun, a director that he worked with on other productions on Broadway and other places. But also in the original Broadway cast was a Croswell alum by the name of Cassie Okenka. Cassie was also in School of Rock on Broadway and some other things, but she was a Toledo born and raised person,
yeah.
And they didn't realize that they had the Croswell in common until sitting at a tech rehearsal, and somehow Adrian and the Croswell came up, and they both realized that they had both been on stage with us.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's kind of a fun connection. And it's just one more good reason, I think, to come out and see this show is to, you know, recognize the work of that happened on Broadway with our local people who have really made it big in the world.
Yeah.
But also, it is, the music is so good. It's really well recognized for the incredible love story between Bonnie and Clyde. And, you know, it is a bit of a romantic, story that they really grew so close, so tight together. And then, of course, they died together.
Yes.
In their getaway car.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell us, Jerry, who is going to be in the show?
Oh, yes. Well, true Croswell favorites are playing the roles of Bonnie and Clyde. Emma Skaggs, who people will remember from Ariel in The Little Mermaid.
Sure.
She actually was also Carol King when we did Beautiful, the musical. And some other credits as well.
She was just Grace Farrell in our production of Annie over the summer.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then playing opposite Emma is Kevin Ludwig. So Kevin first came to the Croswell to be in Jersey Boys, and he is just an incredible, incredibly talented young man. So Jersey Boys, and then last year he played the lead in Newsies, which was an all-time favorite. People just loved him in that role in particular. So that's going to be fun to have Kevin. And in fact, Kevin is singing later this year with the Adrian Symphony Orchestra. So he's covering all the arts. Well, not all, but a couple of the art spaces in Adrian this year.
That's going to be fun
for
that, too.
Yeah.
How big of a cast is this, Jerry?
I think that there are 31 in the cast. Some other really regulars at the Croswell. Maxwell Lamb plays Buck, Clyde's brother, new to the Croswell, from Michigan State University, actually. Nicole Merchant is playing Blanche. That's Buck's partner in life.
Okay.
And she is the one who survived all of this darkness and, you know, the shooting and all of those things ultimately. So Blanche lived until, I think, early in the
1990s. 88.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she is really the one who kind of helped really keep this story alive. She consulted on the movie that starred Warren Beatty. So, you know, Blanche is really the, Bonnie and Clyde owe a lot of their fame that they did realize as a result of their death to Blanche. It's kind of an interesting story, a little twist on that, because Blanche had no interest in that. She was really, you know, against all of the shooting and against the bank robbing and all of those things. But then ultimately she has made them famous, which is what they were seeking all along.
Wow. Wow. So interesting. So that makes, that even makes the whole musical even more interesting and wanting to be able to see it, Jen.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And I think what's super interesting about Bonnie and Clyde that Jerry touched on is that the, even now in 2025, we still are so fascinated by these two people. And I was researching their car the other day, and it's still on display. You can visit the Bonnie and Clyde car, which is at a casino in Nevada next to the saloon. Yes. I think I just think that's really something so telling about everyone's fascination with this story and these two people that we still are so in, like, into knowing more about it. And that it's neat to see it put to music, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of funny thing, Dale. He actually, Clyde, sent a letter to Henry Ford, handwritten. We have a copy of this letter extolling the virtues of the V8 engine that Henry Ford was putting in his vehicles at that time, because they made the best getaway car. So it was his, Clyde Barrow's, choice of car whenever he had the opportunity to drive a Ford. He wanted to drive a Ford.
Yes.
No
Isn't
kidding.
That crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's so wild.
Yes. And they do actually have that original letter on display at the Henry Ford Museum.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it's kind of, I mean, it is an interesting kind of Michigan connection.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
Is. It is.
Yes.
You know, and the Henry Ford Museum is not that far away from us all, too.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've been to the Henry Ford many, many times. And, like I said, that's wild about that letter and to Henry Ford. If I want a getaway car, I want yours.
Yeah.
Oh, my
times
gosh.
Times were different.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about costumes and scenes and everything that goes along with the time, too, Jerry?
Yeah, so the set design is by Doug Miller, which a lot of people know. He is known for his incredibly beautiful sets. And this one is beautiful, but in a really unique way. It kind of looks like barn siding in a way, but you can kind of see through the barn siding, so that sometimes there's action that's taking kind of place upstage, and as you watch, you see like these people coming and going, and it really creates some tension when the actors are downstage, and then you see, you know, you're going to see a lot of weaponry in this show, which is its own. The guns are actually kind of their own character in a way, because they just really worshipped guns and the care of their guns and where they stole their guns. It's that's all kind of threaded throughout the musical as well. So when you see that an actor with a gun in their hand and pointing it at another human being, of course, these are not real guns.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of safety measures being taken because of the amount of guns and gunfire that will be happening. But it's just a really interesting way to tell this story.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and the costumes are going to be beautiful. They're really being modeled after Tobin's original designs from Broadway. And I'll tell you what, this cast can wear a costume beautifully. They look glamorous.
Yeah.
It's just really, it's going to be so fun.
And authentic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. You'll see that beret on Bonnie.
That's what I was thinking.
He'll be wearing his fedora.
I was thinking about, too. Who's doing the music for this show?
Oh, my gosh. Favorite, Dave Rains.
Oh, yes.
Yes. He and Deb Calabrese, who's directing the show, have partnered on several really, like, some of our most popular shows at the Croswell. So, including Beautiful, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's fun to have the two of them paired up again. And Deb also did the choreography, which is great.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be an exciting show to go and see, Jerry.
It is. It is just, you're going to be on your seat, at the edge of your seat the whole time. It's just, the music is going to get you, the incredible story. And, of course, I mean, it's funny how you're going to want to root for Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
And yet then you see them doing these terrible things. Mm-hmm. So it really like causes your brain to be in a little bit of a like, oh, I don't like them at all.
Yeah. But still.
But still, we're all going to be sad because we know what happens to them.
Yeah, exactly.
They succumb.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. We know the ultimate, the end of the story. So, but I can understand what you're saying about rooting for them, but yet saying no. Mm-hmm. But she's still, for the understanding what they're trying to achieve, too, at the same time.
Yeah. Bonnie really worshipped Clara Bow, who now that name is not so familiar to us. But there's a whole short section of the show where you see she wanted to be like Clara Bow, who would be like, name the celebrity of her time, of our time. She's a Kardashian of the turn of the last century, and Bonnie wanted that. She wanted to be like that, to be worshipped like that. And when you have that as your pursuit, you really can, things can end quite tragically.
Yeah. Being what the storyline is all about, audience-wise, we looking at just for adults to come to this, Jerry and Jen?
Yeah, I would definitely say if you're looking for something to take small children to, come see us in November when we do Cinderella.
Yes.
But for this show, it does have mature content. And like Jerry mentioned, there are firearms. There's a lot of gunfire. And so I think it's best for, I'm not saying like a high schooler couldn't see it or something like that, but I think it's definitely for more of a mature audience.
Sure.
It's great for a date night, a group of friends, coming with your work colleagues.
Yeah.
It's a fun show, but probably just not for littler kids.
Yeah.
There's actually two young people among the cast because we see both Bonnie and Clyde as young people.
Oh.
So at the Croswell, when we have that situation, especially in a show with this content, because, in addition to the gunfire, there's also a little bit, it is a love story. So there's some, little sexy action that happens. But we take good care to make sure that these kids are being well attended to, their families are aware of the content. And, it is part of the interesting storytelling to see these as young kids. And Clyde actually, with a gun in his hand, is a very young child.
Yeah.
It makes you feel something.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's what we want to do. We want to theater is really good for helping us get into a different place, a different experience, and feel some things that we don't necessarily feel every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Jen, what about tickets?
Dale. tickets are available always on our website, which is www.croswell.org. And we always say only buy them from croswell.org because there are many a ticket scammer that would like to pretend to be us. And you can also get them by calling our box office, which is open Tuesday through Friday. And so the number there, I'm stumbling over my words, but the number there is 517-264-SHOW.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't wait till the last minute show, right?
We have, interestingly enough, been selling lots of group tickets. Mm-hmm. I think people are getting together with their friends and work colleagues and that sort of thing. So we're selling a lot of tickets every day now. So
good.
Please, get them soon. And just to reiterate what Jen said, don't let yourself be scammed by Googling this and going to the first spot that comes up when you Google. Always go to our website, croswell.org, mm-hmm. to start your ticket purchase or come in
yes.
or call. You know, make sure you're with the real Croswell.
And if you are, so we always also say that our ticket prices don't change. They're $16 up to $46, depending mm-hmm. on if you're a student or an adult.
Right.
And so if you're on a website and you're seeing prices that aren't those prices, that's a good indication that maybe you're not on our site and you should give us a call. We'd be happy to help you and make sure that you're being directed to the right spot.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always go to croswell.org. It's going to be your safe, best bet, or just like you said, Jerry and Jen, calling or just coming to the box office.
Yeah, that's also going to get you the best seating available. Mm-hmm. So you can really choose, I like to sit in this spot, on this aisle, in this corner, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
We can best make that happen as opposed to those other websites. Just avoid them.
And as I always say about the Croswell Opera House, there is not a bad seat in the house. They're all good seats.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's going to really wrap it up here. And thanks so much for coming in to tell us more about Bonnie and Clyde, the musical at the Croswell Opera House. Jen, again, the dates, the time frame for the show?
Yep. It runs October 17th through October 26th.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Jerry Reiter, so good to see you.
You too, Dale. It's always great to be here with you. Thank you so, so much.
And Jen McPherson, thank you so much as well.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.